This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Union Minister for Home Affairs and Minister of Corporation Amit Shah inaugurated the India Maritime Week in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, India's maritime vision is anchored in safety, stability and self-reliance. He added that India serves as a vital bridge between the Indo-Pacific region and the Global South, owing to its strategic maritime position, democratic stability and strong naval capabilities. Mr. Shah added that India is emerging as a strong maritime power due to comprehensive structural reforms undertaken in recent years. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal said, India Maritime Week has evolved into one of the most prominent maritime gatherings in the world, with the participation of 85 countries, over 500 exhibitors and 40 forums. He added that the theme of IMW 2025, Uniting Oceans, One Maritime Vision, reflects the timeless Indian ethos of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted the increasing participation of the private sector in the country's defence production, stating that India's defence exports have now reached a record of 23,500 crore rupees. Addressing the SIDM annual conference in New Delhi, the minister underscored that the country's domestic defence production over the past decade has increased to a record more than 1.5 lakh crore rupees and rose more than 33,000 crore rupees from the public's private sector. Hailing Operation Sindoor's success, the minister lauded the industry warriors for their tireless work on the fronts of innovation, design and manufacturing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today informed that 21 Maoists, along with their arm, have surrendered in Kanker District, Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that out of 21 Maoists, 13 were senior cadres. Underscoring the resolution to eradicate Naxalism by 31st March 2026, the minister also appealed to the rest of the Maoists who are still wielding guns to surrender at the earliest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared articles written by Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman and Bhupendra Yadav in two news dailies today. Sharing the Finance Minister's article, the Prime Minister said, initiatives aligned with the One District, One Product vision are empowering farmers, generating local jobs and promoting rural self-reliance. He said in a social media post, the article highlights strengthening domestic food processing capacity is a national security priority. On the environment, Minister's article emphasizing how climate justice is a moral duty for India and central to global climate action, the Prime Minister highlighted the need for fair, grant-based climate finance that recognizes historical responsibilities and supports developing nations equitably. The Supreme Court today issued notices to all states and union territories seeking details of first information reports registered by them in connection with digital arrest schemes. Observing the rising digital arrest scams in the country, with people losing lakhs of rupees to fraudsters, the Supreme Court also contemplated handing over the investigation of all cases to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The top court asked CBI to respond whether it has the resources to handle all cases across the country relating to such scams. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2025 is being observed across the country from today to promote poverty in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Vigilance, Our Shared Responsibility. It is observed to create greater sensitivity about the need of ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week commenced with pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the last week of October, in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls. Indian Army is celebrating the 79th Infantry Day today. The day is observed as a remembrance for the first military event of independent India when the Indian Army repelled the first attack on the Indian soil on 27th October 1947 in the Kashmir Valley. On the occasion, Director General of Infantry, Lieutenant General Ajay Kumar, extended his heartfelt greetings to all veterans and serving infantrymen. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.